Ah, thank goodness. You're finally waking up. Are you okay? No, don't panic. You passed out as we were finishing our coffee. Yeah, and I managed to get you to my car. We're at my apartment. I don't know where you live. I didn't really want to search your pockets for identification and keys, and I just thought it was easier to bring you here until you came to, and then I'd take you home. I don't know what happened. You just started slurring your words, and it was very strange. Are you okay? Well, I thought about taking you to the hospital, but I have no idea what to tell them. And you were breathing okay, and you seemed all right, so... Yeah. Headache? Well, okay. I put a cloth on your head. Just, I don't know. I saw that in a movie, so I thought maybe that was what I was supposed to do. Do you remember anything? Yeah, you approached my car to tell me that my taillight was out. Yeah, and I said I was just grabbing coffee and then I would deal with it. And somehow that ended up with us having coffee together. And before long, you started sort of slurring your speech and sweating. And I asked if you were okay and you said you were fine, you were just tired. And then you kind of put your head on your chest and, yeah. Well, you kind of came to a little bit and I managed to walk you across the street slowly to my car. I didn't park very far away. Yeah. In the coffee? The only person that touched the coffee was the barista when she brought it to us. Do you think she put something in the coffee? Well, I'm not sick. Well, I mean, she was pretty flirty with you. Oh, you were having coffee there before. Do you know her? I see. Oh, she's given you her number and you haven't called. Well, maybe, I don't know for sure, but maybe she put something in the coffee. I mean, you kind of passed out. Maybe it was like a roofie or something. I don't know. How do you feel now? Yeah? Water. Yeah, I have some right here. Here, go ahead. Better? You look like you're shivering a little bit. Are you cold? It is a little chilly in here. It's not that cold. I have the blanket on you. It must be a side effect of the drug. Do you want me to call an ambulance? They can come and get you. Or I can take you to the hospital if you want. No? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do to help. Do you want to just kind of hang out until it passes? See how you feel? Of course, it's no problem. Oh, you poor thing. You're so cold. Here, let me rub your arms. Is that better? Well, thank you. You have nice eyes, too. Is that helping? No, it's not inappropriate. You're a little fuzzy right now. It's okay. Is that helping you feel better? Oh. Should you be doing that right now? Well, I mean, I don't mind if you kiss me, but you're kind of in a situation. Okay. Sure. You okay? I'm willing to bet whatever she gave you is messing with you a little bit. I'm gonna go back over there. Okay. I can stay here. Yeah. Yes, you did just say that body heat is the best way to warm up. It must be a hell of a drug, I guess. Well, what would you like me to do to help you? I have an idea. Yeah, since you seem interested. No. No, it's not a problem. Here. Yes, I did just take my shirt off. Mm-hmm. Body heat, remember? Here, let's get yours too. And now I just lean in like this. And skin to skin. Why don't you lay back down? It's a little awkward sitting sideways like this. Mm-hmm. You'll feel better. You have a headache, silly. There. That's better. You okay? Here, I'm gonna lay with you the body heat thing, okay? Is this okay? Me on top of you? Uh-huh. Wrong. What's wrong? This? Well, I think you started it. That's okay. We had a really good chat before the drug. So, we don't know each other very well, but well enough, I think, to have a little fun. Might make you feel better. Do you want to stop? I did just shift so that I'm straddling your hips. But I'll ask again, do you want to stop? No? Okay. Why don't you take those big hands and put them right here? Let's get the bra out of the way first. And I'm just gonna move slowly over your cock. Well, what I'm feeling between my legs tells me that you don't want to stop. And the way you're squeezing my breasts tells me that too. In fact, you look downright hungry, looking up at me. There we go. Nice and hard. You were almost hard when I sat on you. Is it making you fuzzy? Because I think you're perfectly clear what you want. Mm-hmm. Your hips just jumped underneath me. Drug or not, I think that's what you want to do. So, before we get to that, I'm going to just rub against this hard cock. Feel the heat of my pussy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know we're fully clothed. That's what makes it so good. Is that you make me so hot, I can come with my clothes on. And I want to show you that. I want to show you how hot you make me. I'm going to come on your cock without even touching it. Just through our clothes. Yes, feel me moving faster. Your hips are moving too. Oh, you like how I feel, don't you? Sitting on your cock like this. Yeah, with your hands on my tits. Do you like them? Yeah? Do you want to suck one? Your mouth has been open since you started looking at them. Here. Oh, it's as good as I thought it would be. Oh, nothing. Oh, yes, I'm grinding faster. Push up to me. Hold that cock up so that I can come. Oh, yes, you make me fucking hot. I can't help it. Yes, suck my nipple. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll play with the other one. Yes. Oh, God, I'm gonna come just sitting on you. Oh, God. You're not gonna come in your pants, are you? Because I don't want that. Okay, good. it does feel good, though, doesn't it? The weight of me, the pressure, the heat, feeling me rubbing on you. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. I'm gonna put that cock inside me. Yes, I am. Oh, yes. You know you want me to. You know you do. It's getting harder underneath me. And I'm not even touching it with my bare fingers yet. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, I wanted this. What? Nothing. Oh, yes, suck hard. Oh, God. Push your hips up. Push your hips up. Oh, yes. Oh, that was so good. Stop. I'm moving down here. Get these pants out of the way. Oh, there. Oh, it's so nice. It tastes as good as I thought it would. You heard me. Why do you think I was sitting in my car, silly? Oh, my pussy is throbbing. No, I'm not gonna stop. I can talk with your cock in my mouth. Oh, I knew you'd be at that coffee shop. I've been watching you for weeks, silly. You've run into me a few times. Oh, this cock is phenomenal. Oh, no wonder I came so hard. Just lay still. I'm gonna make you come. Mm-hmm. silly. I was just waiting for my moment to introduce myself. Oh, and you don't know when that moment happens unless you're there for it, right? Because I know we're supposed to be together. It's pretty simple. No slutty baristas giving you their phone number. I did know she did that. I was very upset. But it's a relief to know that you didn't call her. Because you know that you're mine. You belong with me. And this cock belongs in my mouth, not hers. How's the headache? Well, the guy that sold me the drug said you might have a headache, but wouldn't last too long. Well, I needed a way to get you here, silly, and I didn't think if I just invited you back here after a quick coffee that you would actually come. No, it didn't do anything but put you to sleep for a little while. All the stuff your body's feeling is just you. Wanting to kiss me, wanting to touch me. Your cock getting so hard I can barely fit it in my mouth. All of you. Really? I think you're about to come. Your cock is so hard and you're leaking all over my tongue. Do you really want me to stop? I told you, that stuff was all you. The drug just made you sleepy. It's better than I thought it would be. Oh, it tastes so good. You do want to come. Don't tell me you don't. Oh, you want to give me all of it. On my tongue, down my throat. I thought about letting you come in my pussy the first time, but that might be a little bit forward. And if this relationship is going to last, we have to take our time. We're going to be together forever. What's the rush? I said forever. My cock-sucking skills alone are going to make you want to keep me around. Not to mention the fact that you're already falling in love with me. I can tell. So why don't you just let go and come in my mouth already? That's right. Lay back. Close your eyes and enjoy. Oh, I will. I'll make you come, don't worry. That was always my intention. Now, come for me. Baby, come for me. Come all over my tongue, please. Give it to me. I want it so bad. Let me drain those balls all over my tongue. It's all mine. All that cum is mine. just relax and let it flow. There's so much. That was the most fantastic thing I've ever tasted. I'm just cleaning it off. I don't want to lose any of it. How do you feel? How's the headache? Better? You might want to drink the water. You're going to get dehydrated. Oh, because I'm going to do it again. And again. And again. And again. And again.